Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's basketball team had their five-game win streak snap last weekend. Junior Ellie Westling with us. Obviously, you knew the competition was going to be better last week in conference play. Still kind of stink, though, to have that winning streak snapped.
Yeah, I was hoping we could stick with them, but they have a different kind of play than we're used to seeing. We just weren't able to adjust.
It's easy as a human being to, after you get swept on a weekend, to throw everything out the door and start from scratch, but you guys still had a very, very successful start to the season. How do you try to forget about it and just move on?
Well, we have to focus on our games this weekend. That always helps that we have more games to look forward to.
How has your role changed this year on this team?
I'm not seeing the floor as much as I'd like, but I still, you know, take a role in cheering, and when it is my turn to get in, on the floor, then I do my part.
How do you use that as motivation then?
That's probably the toughest part, is to be motivated, but it's just what I love to do, so it comes naturally.
On to you, Mary, and Minot State this weekend. You're back at home. It's getting to the end of the semester. Finals are just around the corner. Being at home this week is kind of important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a cool turnaround. The past 2 years I've been here, I've been on the road, and we go right from a game to home for Christmas break, but now we have a couple days of practice just to relax, to actually get to leave from Bemidji to go home.
Good luck this weekend, and good luck the rest of the year, Ellie.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.